officials shut down a runway at JFK in New York for 15 to 20 minutes. Oh, much more exciting to talk about that than the debt ceiling. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Wishing you and yours, if you're taking off for the 4th of July weekend, a happy and safe time to everybody, because there'll be a lot of people boating, a lot of people out on the highways. Just be cautious and enjoy the time with the family. Before we get to the 4th of July, though, there still is some business at hand. Sadly, I mentioned it, the boring debt ceiling. It's boring only because it's like a dead horse over and over again. I like to use that expression, dead horses galloping around the studio. That's what's happening. And we've looked at this from all kinds of angles, including this one. How does it affect you? Why should you care? It's like somebody said to me, well, I don't get it. What does it mean about the debt ceiling? So what if we're borrowing money? Ooh, and that's the problem. So what if we're borrowing money? Are you kidding? It's gotten this bad. It's gotten that bad that people just say, oh, whatever, if we borrow some more money. If we borrow some more money, I mean, we're already so far into the red, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's like we've mortgaged everything and then some. But if you really look at a delay in raising the debt ceiling, it could have an effect on Social Security checks. Does your mom get one? Does your grandmother get one? Does your family get one? Do you rely on Social Security? The thing that makes me furious is military paychecks. Like, these guys shouldn't get paychecks. Government contractor bills, payments to that kind of stuff. So they all get shoved down the line. Should we have a problem here? The Treasury Secretary, Tiny Tim Geithner, says that by August 2nd, he won't have enough money on hand every day to pay the bills. He can't pay them in full and he can't pay them on time. And actually, we reached the legal borrowing limit on May 16th. So, what to do, what to do? Congress, they just want to keep grandstanding and pulling it apart. Taxes, not to raise taxes only on the wealthy, close up the loopholes, and oh, don't worry, they'll still hire people. Uh-huh, right. Yeah. There's a thing called bean counters. For a reason. Line items, efficiencies. In the meantime, Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, Republican, and Chuck Schumer both threw in on the budget woes. Take a listen.
We're hitting crunch time in these debt ceiling talks. If we're going to reach a grand bargain, neither side can cling to its ideological positions any longer.
This is shameful. The president certainly is not showing any leadership. He sent us up a budget last February? It was so unserious, it lost in the United States Senate 0-97.
Ooh, 0-97. He does have a point there. So crunch time, shameful. There's all kinds of things that we could label what's going on with the debt ceiling. Even conversation about having the politicians stay through July 4th. What's interesting is the president came out swinging. He held a press conference earlier in the day on Wednesday and really took just a general swipe at lawmakers, not singling them out, just a general swipe at, hey, my daughters can get their homework done. Why can't you do something about this? Why can't you come up with some kind of a compromise? And I think it is the stalemate. I think it is a stalemate between the two. And I'm not so sure they come up with something that both sides agree upon in time. Maybe. Let's put it this way. There's a better chance for Congress to agree and come up with a roadmap that gets approved versus the NFL. the NFL probably won't be this Sunday. So all those parties you were going to throw, all the people you're going to have over to sit in the backyard, invite them because it's not looking super good. All right, this is super surprising. And each and every week we talk to Chris O'Donnell. We're going to talk to her in our next show about what's happening in the Casey Anthony trial. And the latest twist is this, is that the defense might have enough evidence or circumstantial or whatever you want to call it, but how they presented it. The defense may rest on Thursday. On Wednesday, there was some drama. Anthony's father cried on the witness stand. He was questioned about his 2-year-old granddaughter and his suicide attempt that followed the discovery of her body, her remains. Later in the day, he also wiped away a tear as a grief expert testified that the reactions to grief vary widely, and somebody might do one thing while another person doesn't do the other thing. Okay, for whatever that's worth. It was January of 2009 when George Anthony tried to commit suicide by drinking and taking pills, but it didn't work. So George Anthony is one of the faces you see a lot at this trial because he's been called a few times to talk about a couple of different things. He definitely really broke down, and that was real, and sobbed almost on the witness stand. And he was upset at some of the questions, and, you know, he spoke out, I guess, the most that he could do. So that's what he did. And it was a sight to see as I saw some of the video of that. Mm. Talking earlier about who do you believe? Do you believe what this guy is saying? You know, we do a fair or foul. And the whole Anthony family would make an interesting fair or foul. The whole family. I got to tell you this one because we've talked about guns a ton, too. Georgia police put out a sting. They netted 49 arrests, hundreds of weapons. So now they got to track those weapons. Undercover agents, this is brilliant, posed as store managers. And by doing that, they gained the trust of the people who came in. The manager's employees were approached by the weapons and drug traffickers and convicted felons about buying guns, drugs, and stolen property. Yeah, this is interesting because they say that the operation cost $400,000. It's unclear really how the cost was shared between the feds and state people, but the good news is they recovered 257 guns. Check this out, 60 rifles, 46 shotguns, and 10 sawed-off shotguns. So strategically, it was aimed at felons and violent criminals who were on the streets with illegal guns, they say, and that was their way to net them in. Boy, Georgia's a hot spot for weapons. Hang with us for kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We've been pleading this case for a long time on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. And you know what I'm talking about, Made in America. Remember our experiment? I asked all of you to take about 2 months and go through your houses and flip things over. The tchotchkes that you bought while you were on vacation, maybe some of the pants that you have thrown back in the closet, buyer's remorse, and to see where they're made, just to see how much of it was made in the USA. And then what ultimately I did was I made a graph of different items and what people had to say and came up with, at least for this audience and the people who took part in the little experiment, that only 38% of what was in your household, as far as you could tell, was made in America. Now, that is a sad, sad turn of events in this country and definitely part of the problem. Todd Lipscomb joins us now. He knows all about that because he started the company MadeInTheUSAForever.com, and it's an online store of American-made products. Todd, thanks for popping on America Tonight. How are you doing?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having me tonight.
So you heard me talk about that little experiment, mm-hmm. and I think people were blown away by that because truly they didn't believe that they were buying all these goods that were made in China and other places, and sure enough, they were. This doesn't surprise you, though.
You're absolutely right, Kate, and I appreciate your leadership on this issue. And if we walk into these big mega stores today, it's sometimes hard to find any products at all, you know, besides toiletries made here in the States. It's pathetic anymore. You know, I spent 7 years total in Asia working for an American tech company, and I've seen it all. I spent a lot of time in China. And if you saw the worker conditions and the pollution there to get these low, low, everyday prices, I think most people would be shocked by it. And, you know, China's out to be the next superpower, Kate, and they're doing everything they can to absorb every factory they can out of the United States. And Washington's just been sitting on their hands. We need to do something about it.
And what can people do? People are listening to this conversation now. They've heard me rant about it. You've done that, obviously, with your company and all the places that you've appeared and talked media-wise and elsewhere. What can people do instead of sitting on our hands? What can we do to light a fire under the folks in Washington?
Yes, absolutely. We need to contact our congressmen. It's particularly important right now because they're trying to push through the Korean free trade deal again, and this is really a bad deal for the USA. I think everyone agrees we're going to lose 160,000 manufacturing jobs, and it's also going to add $1 billion to the budget deficit because they're going to provide welfare for these people that are losing their jobs. Wouldn't it be better if they just didn't lose their jobs at all? So I'd urge everyone to contact their congressman against the Korean free trade deal and these other free trade deals. You know, I'm a numbers person, Kate, and I haven't seen any evidence that any of these free trade deals were net positive to the United States. And I saw firsthand in Asia, especially Korea, for example, in this case, they have in effect tariffs that are not as formal as what we're used to here. And so Washington doesn't comprehend it. For example, the Korean IRS will audit almost everyone that buys a foreign car in Korea. So if someone buys a Ford there, they get audited by the Korean IRS. You know, who's going to bother with that? If we did that here in the States, no one would be buying these Hyundais and Kias.
Absolutely. It would be inconvenient, and there's no way. We are certainly the land of convenience, and it would be the same if you double back to another country. When you started your online store, when you started to do that and started to find the products, what surprised you the most? And the reaction was big. Were you surprised by the immediate hit, the immediate reaction? And how do you go about finding all the stuff?
Yeah, when I founded MadeInUSAForever.com, I was super impressed, Kate, with the passionate reaction from people from all over the nation, from every kind of background. This wasn't like a red state or a blue state thing at all. It was a red, white, and blue thing. And folks, have a lot more in common, I think, than they realize and are worried about our nation and our future and our children's future if we don't take some action. And it used to be it involved a lot of research for me to hunt down these small companies. But now that the word is getting out and folks are telling these manufacturers to contact us, we're adding more and more all the time. We're up to over 450 suppliers listed on MadeInUSAForever.com, and that's over 2,650 products. And I just came out with my book, too, Remade in the USA, so the word is really spreading.
Yeah, and Remade in the USA is an odyssey of all the things that you've learned and we're just talking about, correct?
Absolutely. And what we need to do about it. You know, there's still time if we take action now. Otherwise, we're going to end up like Greece, except that we won't have Germany to bail us out.
Yeah, people really can't sit idle on this. And the other thing is, and what we're finding, and maybe it's partially the economy, and you could certainly speak to that, because it's small business, baby, that fuels the backbone of the United States. I mean, how many businesses, and a small business can be 500 employees or less.
Right.
I had the number pegged at least, Todd, like 90%, but sadly, we don't want that number to keep going down, because that's what's eroding the economy, don't you think?
Absolutely. You're right on target, Kate. Small business creates the vast majority of new jobs in this nation, and they're getting pulverized. You know, they talk about the small business loans and all of this, but I don't see it. When I talk to all of these vendors, they're under a huge amount of pressure. Banks aren't lending. Nobody's giving credit. Everyone's just worried about cash and making payroll and circling the wagons and trying to survive. And we need to break out of that and start to grow again if we're going to make some change happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Have you found with all the products you were talking, what did you say, over 2,600 products now?
Yeah.
With all the products that you have, what have you found has been the most successful? I mean, what are people really catching on to? Oh, this is made in the USA. I'm ordering this.
I think the most exciting product for a lot of people and the most emotionally charged one is blue jeans, because what could be more American than that? But Wrangler, Lee, and Levi's have all sold us out and are making their product not even in Mexico anymore. You can find them now made from China. And, it's just sad to see that. But we've got three really good family-owned, blue jean manufacturers that are still making it right here in the USA. And I think folks will be very pleasantly surprised that they're a lot cheaper than the Chinese-made Levi's.
All right, so jeans. Jeans is definitely the thing. What do you do? You're Mr., you know, made in the USA forever. What do you do for the 4th of July?
Oh, I'll be enjoying it with my young kids and watching the fireworks.
Excellent. That's the way to do it, my friend. Todd Lipscomb, thanks so much. And check out the website, madeinusaforever.com. You have a great 4th.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Okay, as we were talking about, and he brought it up, in what's going on with the Korea Free Trade Act and ultimately what's happened in the past with these trade agreements that we've had. And as he said, and I've kind of found the same thing in looking for hard numbers, you're not finding any really big gains. And see, it's what we always say, what's the other side of the story? What's the other side of the story? And that's why I like the fact that we threw it out there and some of you really picked it up about trying to figure out what you owned that was actually made in this country. And it really, I mean, it really truly is harder and harder to find things that are made here. Now, not when you go out to, let's say, farmers markets or fairs where they have booths set up and people are making things, have homemade things that they're selling, whether it's jams and jellies and breads and different goods and soap and whatnot. But on a broader scale where they're manufacturing it and when everyone's running into Walmart, you know, see, ultimately, that's the thing. That's the thing that is killing us in this country. And the job shift is the really disturbing thing as well. As more jobs move out, move on, it's a mad dash and scramble to try to find a replacement gig. And not so easy. You can't just apply to 50 different companies because the other 50 different companies have also outsourced their jobs. So you can't go down the street. You can't go a couple of towns over. It's become that much more difficult. Hang with us because coming up, we've got odds and ends, including a little fair or foul we're going to stick in there. Princess Di, what she would look like at 50. I almost doubled over, fell over when I was at the self-checkout line in the grocery store the other day by a magazine cover that I saw. I'm going to tell you about it next.
You ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Topping odds and ends this time around, you know, it's where we tie a lot of odd kind of things up in a neat little segment. Well, sort of neat. Sometimes it gets sloppy. I am the poll, Princess. There is no doubt about it. It's interesting to check out what the polls say, and they do skew in different directions depending on what Pew poll you're looking at, Rasmussen or any of the others, the CNN polls. So this is the scoop. The latest, greatest one. A generic Republican candidate holds a 4-point lead, supposedly, over President Obama in a hypothetical 2012 election matchup. So it's the fifth week in a row that that ghost candidate has been ahead. And the widest gap so far between the two. So the generic Republican candidate support would be 46% rather of likely U.S. voters, and the president picks up 42% of the vote. Here's the tricky thing, 3% prefer some other candidate, 9% are undecided. So what does it mean? You know, there's a lot of people you could talk to that will give you the positives and the negatives on both sides of this thing. In fact, when we talk to our friends at Talk Radio News who smother Washington like a blanket, they'll tell you this. Well, you're at a Democratic fundraiser, everything's looking good, and the president should ease his way into another term. You're at a Republican fundraiser, no way does Obama win, and whoever they put up is better than Obama, and they're going to win. So we're really looking at strange days ahead when it comes to 2012, and it's still pretty far out of the gate. Now, the president is certainly doing some stops along the way and some fundraisers, so he's slightly running. The people behind the scenes are running for him because there's so many serious issues. 2.5 wars going on, this debt ceiling, what are you going to do? Are you working through the holiday? And a gazillion other things erupting in the Middle East. I mean, my goodness, I picked up the Jerusalem Post today, and all the headlines were so ugly about uprisings in Egypt now turning violent, so nothing has been settled there. And the Yemeni president talking, dealing to end the crisis there after the attacks have happened, and moving on to the turmoil in Greece that they covered in the little blip in the Post. So Middle East and Greece and a few other hot pockets along the way. And so here's the bottom line. We're in a serious spot right now. This is not another trivial election. Not that any of them should be treated that way, but this certainly is not the time to trivialize it. And I hope more people than ever, although I know it's just a fantasy of mine that 85% of the American voting population will go out and vote. It's always horrifically low. There is power in numbers, and there is power to the people. And if more people voted, then elections, I think, even with the Electoral College, would swing a little differently. But you will always hear somebody in a crowd say, what difference does it make? My vote doesn't count. And there's a reason it doesn't count, because so many people feel that way. So I'm not getting on a lecture here on odds and ends, but that's part of the problem. So you see the Rasmussen poll, for what it's worth, showing that the Republican candidate, any candidate, would be a few points higher than Obama. But like I just said, we can have people on all night long that will tell you that's not right, and other people that will tell you that it is right. So nobody can be complacent on this deal. If you kept my drift, nobody can afford to be complacent. I mentioned this going into odds and ends, and this is really a true story. I was checking out, I was grabbing a couple of things because I've got my nephew and sister-in-law visiting, so I was grabbing things that I normally don't eat, you know, the potato chips and all that stuff, and checking out, and I saw the magazine rack, and on the magazine rack, I saw the Newsweek cover that had, and I sort of did a double take because it didn't make sense to me at first. I saw the Newsweek cover that has Princess Di on it with Kate Middleton, who would be her daughter-in-law, of course, if she were alive. And what it is what Tina Brown decided to do to show what if she were alive, because there was so much interest in Princess Diana. What would she be like, and what would she look like at 50 years old? You know, it's been 9 years since that car crash in Paris. 9 years. And I have to say, I didn't like the cover, really. Why do we have to see what she would look like at 50? And the oddness of putting her next to Kate Middleton, I thought, was a little strange. And somebody said to me, what do you make of that? What do you think of that? Do you think that that's disrespecting? Is that dissing the princess by having that kind of a cover? I don't know if it's dissing her. I just think it's tacky. I don't know. Kind of poor taste to me. But Tina Brown, that's the deal. She's the magazine guru. She was brought into Newsweek to lift them up because the magazine world, of course, is struggling like so many other print things. And you're going to, as much as you may have journalism sandwiched in between, you're going to have things that are added in, I think, to, of course, suck people into buying the magazine, to picking it up. Because if you're paying a couple of bucks, more than a couple of bucks, for the magazine, that's what people are looking for, the sensationalism. And you could certainly write a story about what's happened and what's happened to the things that she worked on, and looking back on her life and money she raised or whatever. And they do a piece like that. The piece, in fact, in the magazine is fine. It just says, what would she have been? You know, she would have been 50. What would she have been like? And here's some of the things that she did, and here's what she might have done, but here's what she did accomplish. And for that, I think it's okay, but I don't know. To me, the cover is just a little tacky, to see that, especially with the two of them next to each other. But then I moved on and realized, oh, there's so many other more important things to worry about. Even besides the debt ceiling, there are other things that are hanging in the balance, like the cost of war. This is another thing in the Cha-Ching department that we have talked about ad nauseum here on America Tonight. While we're all desperate to get into the black, and we continue to move along at a snail's pace, and yes, we know what the drop-dead date is, 2014, and all the other things that have happened, and how many troops will be withdrawn. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and the president addressed the nation. So the cost for the troops, a $1 trillion price tag for the wars. The cost of the war overall, $3.7 trillion and counting. We have to bring the troops back home. We can't afford it. And we know this. This is a staggering amount. The final bill, $3.7 trillion, might be $4.4 trillion. And this is research that was done by Brown University, and they're trying to crunch the numbers, and that's what they came up with. And that's just way too much, especially with the obligations that we have hanging over our head when it comes to the loans that we have to pay off. And a lot of the generals don't agree with that. A lot of the generals think that we should stay there a little bit longer. But how much can you stretch a federal budget, first of all, when there is no existing budget? How far can you stretch it to cover these wars? And we've got an aging population. Can you say baby boomers? Baby boomers? It's very, very scary. I'm so frightened in the next 10 years that we could end up with tent cities all over the place. Because what are you going to do if you've got nowhere to turn? I hope not. I mean, I hope we are not riddled with that and we're in that kind of a crisis. But we have to get out from underneath all of this. All right, I got a really good one to end on. Craziest thing, and very funny to hear it. I heard it earlier in the day. There were a bunch of turtles that were crossing the runway in New York at JFK International Airport. So it stopped flights. And you know why they crossed the runway? Well, to get to the other side, ba-dum-bump. But to get to the other side to lay eggs on the little sandy shores of the wildlife refuge, which is right there. It borders the airport, and that's what they were doing. This is what they do. 150 diamondback terrapin turtles spotted Wednesday morning crossing what was runway 4L, they call it. So you had pilots galore from JetBlue and some other airlines that just basically stopped and let the turtles pass. So flight delays attributed to turtles. About 15, 20 minutes. Hey, we're circling around New York, ladies and gentlemen. Look out to your right, and you'll see the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty. And the reason why we're circling is because there are turtles that are crossing the runway. And it's the most popular breeding ground, they say, in North America. That Jamaica Bay, 185 acres. Who knew? I have to say, I had no idea that the turtles really had to cross so that they could lay eggs. Coming up, we're checking the mail. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff we've been talking about, like Princess Di, Fair or Foul, check her out at 50 on the cover of Newsweek, along with her would-be daughter-in-law, Jackie, 800-259-5791.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this power powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees, enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As we head to the finish line here on America tonight for this hour, anyway, 800-259-5791. Actually talking about a couple of different things, including the fact that Newsweek put on its cover a 50-year-old Diana with her daughter, Kate Middleton. And Tina Brown, of course, is the woman behind Newsweek now. She was brought in to sex it up, and she certainly has gotten some headlines over it. And I think ultimately that was the intended idea in a world where Newsweek and other mags are hurting because sales are down. The digitally aged Diana next to Middleton was supposed to create some buzz, so the editor-in-chief knew that she would get some buzz, and she did. There's a lot of debate going on, mostly on the internet, as to whether or not this was tacky to do it, or was it intriguing? I'm going to say it wouldn't have been as tacky, I guess, if she didn't include the daughter-in-law, Kate Middleton, who would be her daughter-in-law, of course, if she were still alive. So, and then the other thing that we've been talking about almost to the point where we're sick of talking about it, although it's so vital to us, is the debt ceiling. And will it be lifted or not? Will Washington stay through the 4th of July weekend to figure it out? Should they stay through the 4th of July weekend to figure it out? I know I keep rolling back to the same bloody thing. Do any of us in our lives have time, the luxury, to constantly extend, 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 extend? No, we don't. It's almost like we've got to give, and so that's why I understand this 4th of July thing, you have to give them a hard deadline. But not a deadline, okay, we're totally screwed if you don't do anything by August 2nd. Not that kind of a deadline. It's like they're deadline junkies, though, in a different way. Perhaps if it's, okay, you got to solve this thing or we are staying here through the 4th and working, throw that out there and really, really push it and really, really mean it. Hey, you know, maybe, just maybe, that works. You always send a ton of mail, and I can see why, because I browbeat you to do so, to send me your thoughts on what's going on with the show to AmericaTonight.net, and then you click on the email, and boom, you're in. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Yes, it is a ooh. Here's one from Lee, listening to us in Connecticut. Hello, America Tonight and Ms. Kate Delaney. I have a question about what's going on with the AP. You know what I'm talking about. The AP working on an agreement to have a bureau in North Korea. Is this true? How can that be? Well, hasn't the AP operated something out of North Korea for a few years? Okay, here's the deal. Upon further review, the AP has had some sort of a TV office for a few years. But this news operation would be the first permanent text and photo bureau, that's what they're calling it, that would actually be operated by a Western news organization, which I find so odd with the dictator that he is, Kim Jong-il. Would he really allow a Western organization? Can they really file dispatches talking about Pyongyang and not have any kind of government interference? Lisa Ling's sister and her friend, remember just a short while ago that were, what, a year and a half ago or maybe 2 years it's been now, where they were picked up in North Korea, remember, and accused of spying and all that stuff. So now you're going to have a Western bureau of AP there and not have any kind of interference? That doesn't seem to gel. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, you made it in right under the wire. What's
Kate,
up?
What do you think of the NFL? Since you're first for the
NFL. Well, okay, what do I think of the NFL, meaning if, are they going to come back or not? I was talking to somebody earlier in the day who right all along has insisted to me that they're not even really close on a deal, that everything that you read in the press or you look on ESPN or Fox or whatever, you know, they're feeding information out saying, geez, it's looking better, we may come up to an agreement, but I've heard that they're really not that close to an agreement, that you can expect we're probably not going to have an NFL season.
You should have the inside track, Kate.
Well, I try to have the inside track, but the problem is everybody thinks they have the inside track. Here's somebody that I trust, Jay Glazer, who's from Fox Sports. He has the most connections of any person I ever worked with or ever met. I mean, the guy, I don't know if he even sleeps. He's saying that there was a secret or whatever call-in deal as to what should happen with the players, and the players apparently are not happy with what's going on, and that a deal isn't close, that they're not close to a deal. People are just looking for some optimism, and you're hearing that, but there's not a lot of optimism. The players think the owners are taking advantage of the sense that there might be a deal in order to hurry up and put the screws to them, so I don't think they're going to do it, no. The labor deal's not close.
Same with basketball. What do you think of that, Kate?
I think they'll do a deal. They'll
do it. I don't think so.
I think they'll do a deal.
There might be a
lockout for a little while, but I think they come back to play before the season. Different story with the NFL. I don't think the NFL's coming back. Maybe for part of a season, but I'm not buying the hype anymore. I'm buying the sources that I have that I think are close to the ground that really feel like it's just being feeding the beast out there, and it's not true. Jeff, thanks. You got to roll on. Sorry about that, Jeff. We got to roll on to Dan in Texas. He's also in the wings. Hey, Dan. Dan, what are you doing? Are you asleep?
You caught me right in the middle of my steak.
Oh, I love it. I love that you're eating a steak and listening to the show. That makes me so happy. That means that you want to listen and you are eating your steak. I love it.
This is Texas, you know?
I love that. Hey, the meat in Texas is the best, bar none.
Okay, to get to Obama now. Fine, we can stay in with the Congress and the Senate for 4th of July, but no more junkets for him and his little wifey-poo. No more Air Force One till he agrees to $1 cut on diminishing the return of taxation on the American people for every dollar we raise the debt level. $2 trillion he wants? Fine, we'll do $2 trillion, but you cut $2 trillion right across the board. Get rid of the 20,000 employees you've already hired since you became president. Get rid of the EPA's regulations on our oil drilling and interference with us on our air that we breathe, claiming it's a gas. So it's a gas. Big deal. Get rid of all the regulations that they have on business. Get the hell out of our damn way, you bastard.
Oh, Dan. I hope that we caught that there at the very end. You can't, you name caller you. I know that you're upset, but you have to chill, brother. I agree with your ideas that if you're going to take the money, then you have to take, you have to cut that much money. Absolutely. You know, amen on that. There's no question. If you're going to level and you're going to level them and say, okay, fine, you want $2 trillion. We'll give you $2 trillion, but then we want that in spending cuts. Absolutely. See, there has to be a little tit for tat here. There has to be a play. If it's the art of negotiation and you're trying to work out a deal, both sides truly need to feel like they're getting some sort of a deal. And ultimately, it's just like this NFL negotiations. Both sides are so full of themselves, they can't get out of each other's way, and they can't make a deal. They're not making a deal, and it's the same kind of attitude that we're seeing in Washington, but I agree. There has to be something in it. There has to be a negotiable position, or it's not a deal. So if you're going to ask for taxes, or you're going to close loopholes, then you've got to have even bigger spending cuts to match up. If you have that kind of passion, it's all good because that means you care about the nation and you should pour it out into an email to me at americatonight.net.